Good luck getting those mechanical fuel pump diesels. The price is going to go sky high.
Well, while people talk about DEF fluid here, which if everybody doesn't know, DEF fluid is the second fuel that you now have to put in any diesel that was created like something after 2018 or 2019. And they keep, and there's only a few manufacturers in the world of this, so they have a complete monopoly and they can completely control the distribution. In Europe, DEF fluid is so common that they have special pumps at each gas station where you could actually buy it. And it's so expensive, it's like filling up a second tank of gas. So you'll have to go there and spend like 80 euro, which is over $100, to fill up your small tank. And then you'll have to spend like another 40 to 50 euro to fill up. They call it AdBlue instead of DEF fluid in Europe. Oh, yeah. So they already are doing everything they can to discourage diesel ownership and private car ownership in general. And some cities are further ahead than others. Like, for instance, in London, England, when I was there, you can't even rent a scooter without submitting for a facial recognition, a digital ID, putting a front and back of your license, front and back of your credit card, doing a video selfie. And once you've done all that, the digital ID network still has to identify you. And if you haven't registered yourself into the network, it won't identify you. And even as a 35-year-old man with a driver's license and a credit card, you won't be able to rent the Lime scooter that a 6-year-old in Canada can just scan their app and jump on right away.
If you
what the Great Reset is all about. That's what 15-minute cities are all about. That's what Agenda 2030 is all about. Because when they get you on a digital ID, you literally won't be able to do anything, including even go online, until you can prove who you are and pass their social credit score system that they're going to put into place.
So free DEF, get a horse.